So today is Teacher Appreciation Day, isn't it, Kitty? Is that right?
It is. And I'm sure there are, you know, places where you can go get a free cookie to thank you for all your hard work and dedication.
I know at the boys' school they have some stuff because Lindsay had their bags out front. I don't know. She has to go do something there today to help set up for the teachers, which is nice. But thinking back to our respective childhoods.
Yes.
And if teachers had a big impact in your life.
I don't know. I liked most of my teachers and they liked me, and some of them were really stupid and I didn't like them at all. But
wow.
I do remember like starting right out in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. One thing that was like the extra mile for my teachers. We took a field trip to a farm.
And you got lost?
No, I didn't get lost. Okay. For some reason, I think I had a cast on my leg at that time.
Okay.
And it was going to be like a lot of walking and it was going to be hard for me. So they were supposed to remember to bring the wagon, but they didn't. So the entire field trip, the teacher and a student teacher like made a little like chair with their arms.
Oh, really?
Two people.
That's nice.
And carried me around the whole time. I mean, I was tiny, but
but
was still wiggly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure that was great fun for them.
No, that's really nice. I thought you were going to say they just left you in the bus and cracked the window. So that's nice.
Yeah, that was very much the extra mile.
For sure. There's a couple teachers that come to mind for me. One was Mr. Tricernio, who he comes to mind for two reasons. One, I feel like this was in, I believe it was eighth grade. And we had like four different teachers who had like a pod. So you'd go from like room to room. And he was just getting into computers. So I feel like the whole class, he was really just on his computer all the time.
Yeah.
And not teaching that much.
But this is the one you appreciate the most?
It's not that. The thing I appreciated, even though I'm not a good speller, is people somehow, I don't know why, would sometimes shout out, Mr. Chick. That's what we called him. Mr. Chick, how do you spell whatever word? And he'd always say the same thing. He would just spell the word dictionary. People would start to write it down, which I thought was very funny. And then also Mr. Wathen, who was my math teacher. I was very bad at math, but he was a good math teacher. And I always remember he said, and he talked really quiet. He was very quiet.
Would,
you know, so kind of forced you to kind of pay attention.
Otherwise you fall asleep immediately.
Right. Or you couldn't hear what he was saying.
Okay.
But he was like so mellow. And then his thing that he would always say is, violence is the last resort of the incompetent.
What did that have to do with math? If you were going to throw your math book at him?
Yeah, exactly. No, or just.
I'm surprised my algebra teacher didn't say that to me.